Good morning, everybody, and welcome to our first half 2025 results update. By way of agenda, I'll give a brief summary on some of the highlights over the last 6 months and then hand to Joe, who will give the detail and the color on both the financial and the operational metrics. We'll then have a strategic update focused very much against the progress that we're making against our three consistent strategic pillars. We'll then round off with a summary before opening the lines up to yourselves for a Q&A. With that, if we can turn to slide three. Joe and I are really pleased to have delivered another strong 6 months across the whole of our AC Group, both operationally and financially. As we sit here today, very much at the start of September, we see ourselves on track to deliver our 14th year of consistent, uninterrupted growth. Key highlights: another record period of membership growth, up nearly 500,000 over the last 6 months, exceeding now 15 million for the first time ever in our 128-year history. Really pleasing to see that growth coming across our core divisions of consumer, business, and motor insurance. That growth, alongside our initiatives and our plans, driving our revenue up 8% and bottom line EBITDA up 12%, building on the momentum that you've seen from us now over many years, and particularly accelerating, as you'll recall, with that +9% in the second half of last year. These results are all driven by our strategy. On the left-hand side, we are going to continue to drive our core businesses. In consumer, we were really pleased to see strong sales and churn improving versus the second half of last year. In business, delighted to welcome new partners like Octopus, alongside delivering on our key renewals, including Motability, and more on that later. In motor insurance, really strong results across our total esteemed panel of nine underwriters, with our driving, motoring, and now servicing, maintenance, and repair data helping support the results. In the center, we continue to expand our addressable market into service, maintenance, and repair. We are now by far and away the biggest U.K. mobile servicing player, delivering thousands of jobs a week and delighting our members and our partners alike. We continue to accelerate all of this growth with our digital and data, very much spearheaded by our unique MyRAC subscription platform, increasingly becoming all things driving in the palm of your hand. All of these results, supported and led by our colleagues, our Orange Heroes, delivering complete peace of mind and outstanding service. Our Glassdoor score up again to 4.5, really underlining the very strong employee and colleague RAC proposition. Trustpilot, excellent across breakdown, excellent across motor insurance, and while still early days, really pleasing to see excellent across service, maintenance, and repair too. In summary, we're increasingly at the heart of what matters most to U.K. drivers: breakdown, insurance, and SMR, what we internally call the holy trinity of driving services, providing complete peace of mind and a one-stop shop in this increasingly complex motoring world for our members and our partners. With that introduction, I'll hand over to Joe to get into more detail.
Great, thanks, Dave, and good morning, everybody. I'll start with the headlines on our first half performance before we get into the detail in a couple of slides' time. As Dave said, following a really strong start to the year, we're well on track to deliver our 14th consecutive year of EBITDA growth with a positive performance across all of our metrics. Throughout the first half, we continued to do what we said we would do, which is grow the business, protect margin, and keep churning out cash. Taking each of the metrics in turn, firstly, on membership growth, we continue to see strong growth across both breakdown and insurance. We've added a net 500,000 members in the last 6 months, many of those coming in our B2B business, where we've seen a step up in margin and renewal of all our key contracts. With consumer and insurance growing as well, that takes us to 15 million members, so covering almost one in two drivers on U.K. roads. We saw continuing strong growth in revenue of 8%, and the growth in EBITDA accelerated to 12%, building on the momentum and the sustainable foundations that we talked about exiting 2024. That accelerated growth was delivered at an improved margin of 37%. That's up 140 basis points compared to the prior year. We also saw strong cash generation with net operating cash flow of £159 million for the first 6 months and operating cash conversion improving year on year to 105%. And that supported our ongoing plans to reduce leverage, with the total net leverage ratio coming down from 5x at the end of 2024 to 4.6x at the end of June, with £165 million of gross debt repaid from cash on the balance sheet in the period. So the results achieved progress on all of our key financial objectives, which underlines the consistent delivery on our strategy and continues our pattern of sustainable and compounding growth over time. On to slide five, you can see that the step up in growth to 12% really highlights the benefits coming through now from the strategy we've described. We've got strong and tangible proof points that show the realization and the impact of this strategy on our growth and success, with all three strategic pillars contributing materially. And as they all come together, we can really see the ability of the group to exploit the potential that's there in each of our markets. On the core business, the performance here is what has underpinned our historic success. And in the first half, we saw growth of around 8% in EBITDA from the core. 4 to 5% of that, I would say, is structural. So that's the market growth and inflation. And the rest comes from a combination of member growth, which is driven by better acquisition and better retention, pricing and cross and upsell, plus a bit of operating leverage from efficiencies in how we run our operation day to day. And without wanting to try and split down in detail between them, we do see the growth fairly evenly split between those four blocks, slightly more from member growth in the period and slightly less from cross and upsell and operating leverage. But we're splitting SMR and digital out from the cross sell and the operating leverage. Those two blocks are on the right hand side. So we've got SMR starting to come into the picture as well now, with 18 million of revenue in the last 6 months and profitable. So it's really starting to become quite material in the context of the overall group and is clearly on a very positive growth trajectory with lots of further potential to come. And that's part of the step up in growth that we've seen in the first half. And then the other part of the step up is the benefits from the digital investments that we've made over the last few years, really starting to crystallize now. It is quite hard to attribute the impact of digital precisely, as it's so intertwined now in the way that we do business. But whereas the revenue benefits largely show up either in the core or in the SMR growth, we're also realizing material cost savings too, with improvements in productivity or cost per job or reduction in call volumes translating into clear cost savings. So without obviously being able to get into forecasts or wanting to give detailed guidance, it's fair to say that all the growth levers are clearly visible in the numbers and link back to the strategy that we've outlined. And with more to come from all three pillars of the strategy, that's why we're confident in our ability to continue to grow well into the future. So turning to slide six, where we start to unpack those numbers in a little more detail, starting with the P&L, we saw a strong performance in both of our divisions across all metrics, revenue, EBITDA, margin and operating profit. Starting with membership services, our subscription model continues to deliver repeatable year-on-year growth because we enjoy long-term contracts with predictable volumes and a very low and stable churn rate of around 16% in consumer. And that's trending downwards as we expected it to last year, and close to zero in business. Our revenue for the membership services division increased by 7% to £372 million for the first half. The bulk of that coming from our subscription-based revenues, which grew 8%. And again, that's driven by those blocks of member growth, pricing, and increasing sales of our add-on products. And within membership services, SMR also contributed material growth of around £10 million in revenue as we rapidly and profitably scale the business. Our demand-based or pay-on-use revenues, which covers a variety of services, but includes many of our OEM and fleet partners, as well as things like battery sales, dropped in the half, driven in part by some of the older vehicles on accounts being replaced. But naturally, we also saw a drop in the related costs, so the margin is well protected. And EBITDA for membership services overall as a division increased by 11% to £157 million. Turning to our insurance broker division, we saw a much more settled market this year as claims inflation and therefore price increases returned to more historic norms. Our focus has been on expanding our footprint, leveraging our unique data in partnership with our underwriting panel to offer competitive prices on more quotes, which helped to drive stronger revenue and EBITDA growth of 11% and 19% respectively. Our head office costs grew by 3 million or 11%, and that's largely down to timing as we took some provisions for restructuring and other costs which impact the reported half-on-half growth, but we expect that to soften for the full year. Overall, our group EBITDA increased by 12% and our margin also improved by 140 basis points to 37%, fueled by those digital investments which are starting to deliver real benefits in terms of both efficiency and member growth. There is a seasonal shape to margin and we typically see it higher in the second half of the year, so expect to continue that trend of year-on-year improvement for the full year. Finally, on this page, our operating profit grew by 8% year-on-year, which includes the recognition of 6 million of exceptional items linked to exiting our non-motor insurance lines. If you exclude those exceptionals, growth there was 14% in operating profit. On to the next slide now and looking a little more closely at cash flow, we saw a strong performance here too with 105% operating cash conversion defined as net cash flows from operating activities as a percentage of EBITDA. That's up 9 percentage points on last year, driven by proactive management of working capital and particularly good cash receipts from our larger corporate partners. Our tax paid was broadly flat year-on-year at 15 million, and we had a small benefit in that from prior period overpayments which helped to offset the increase due to higher profits in the period. Our CapEx spend was relatively stable year-on-year, and within that, our customer acquisition costs increased marginally, which follows the rate of growth in our new business sales. We expect the first half increase of 2 million year-on-year to soften in the second half, and I'll repeat the guidance I've given previously that we're expecting that figure to remain in the mid-40 millions on an annual basis going forward as we continue to balance volume and value across our core divisions of insurance and membership services. Our investment and maintenance CapEx were marginally down year-on-year. We are continuing to invest in our digital platforms, in our member offerings, and in service improvements, but the timing of invoices on some larger projects means that we didn't spend quite as much cash in this half compared to the prior year. Bigger projects in the period included the development of an entirely new platform for vehicle off-road management to support Motability, which Dave will talk more about shortly, as well as things like investment in an AI voice bot, continued investment in the infrastructure that supports our growing business in SMR, and the ongoing development of MyRAC, among other things. Our interest paid increased slightly, largely due to current benchmark gilt rates, which led to slightly higher interest rates as we refinanced our debt, roughly a 1% increase in cost on the refinanced amounts. We also dealt with the expiry of some of our older hedges, which had been put in place when rates were much lower. Costs there increased slightly as we replaced those at the current prevailing rates. However, the overall impact of those higher market rates across hedges and new debt was partly offset by our ongoing deleveraging with that 165 million of debt repaid in the first 6 months. A relatively small overall increase in interest paid. As you can see at the bottom of the page, even after that repayment of a net 165 million debt, we ended the period with a healthy cash balance of 46 million pounds. On slide 8, as I've already mentioned, we successfully completed two refinancings in the first half with that repayment of debt. The larger refinancing was the redemption of our May 2026 A2 notes, which was funded with a combination of own cash and a new 400 million pound A4 note issue. We were really pleased with the reception we got for that issue and the outcome. We had a really high-quality order book with the issue five times oversubscribed at the peak, and that allowed us to issue at a tight spread to gilts. I'm told by our banks that we were the first transaction to price inside the existing curve since July 2023, which was outstanding. We also repaid the 170 million A tranche of our 2021 STF at maturity, and as we previewed at the year-end, this was funded partly by own cash and partly by new facilities for 90 million, with one returning and one new lender. Our gross debt is reducing significantly, and we have a balanced maturity profile, with our next maturity now not until November 2027, so 2 years away, and that will be the 345 million of B2 notes. On to slide 9, that leaves us with comfortable headroom on our covenants, as you can see here. Our Class A DSCR increased to 4.27 times, and Class B was at 3.33 times. Our total net leverage ratio, as you can see in the graph on the right, dropped from 5 times at year-end to 4.6 times. We expect that to continue to reduce in 2025, in line with that historic trajectory as we continue to generate cash to repay debt and grow our EBITDA. To summarize overall on the financials, as I hand back to Dave, we enter the second half well on track for our 14th consecutive year of growth, with our top-line revenue growth of 8%, EBITDA up 12% for the year, improving margins, and strong cash conversion. Overall, a very positive set of interim results for us, and yet again demonstrating the momentum we're building in this business.
Brilliant. Many thanks, Jo. Turning therefore to slide 10, everything you've just heard from Jo across the financials and the operational results, they're all driven by our winning strategy and the execution of our plans and initiatives. That strategy is built on these three clear, consistent pillars. Our first pillar, we're going to continue to drive our core businesses. They are and will remain the engine rooms, the heartbeats of the group for years and years to come. In consumer, we're pleased to continue to offer the most complete breakdown product in the market, with our increased range of breakdown extras and the launch of our fourth package. All of this giving members and prospects alike more choice and helping drive higher ARPU. Increasingly, personalization underpins much of what we do across the consumer division, whether that's personalized pricing on multiple data factors or personalized products that we offer prospects as they come through the journey, presented dynamically across both web and mobile, combined together, helping increase conversion, increase lifetime value, and reduce churn. In business, as I mentioned, we're really pleased to welcome on board new partners, Octopus EV, the largest U.K. all-electric fleet, doubling every 6-12 months, MAN Vans, and the insurtech Urban Jungle, plus fully onboarding all of our new partners from 2024, including the Atlanta Group. Insurance, further continued use of our exclusive and unique data, all helping us not just grow the business, but equally to expand our footprint too. We're moving now from our heritage of over 50s into a younger age group of 31-50, now representing some 40% share, up from just below 30% a year ago. This bringing member growth, strong income per policy, and strong renewals, seeing those up 3 percentage points again versus a year ago. If we turn then to our second pillar, continuing to expand our addressable market, we're going to cover this in more detail and to reiterate, it's still early days, but our transformational mobile mechanic proposition is growing rapidly, with more mobile mechanics, volume more than doubling, and already, as Jo's touched on, profitable for us. All of this underpinned by our third pillar, continuing to accelerate our performance across both the core business and those TAM expansion plans using digital data and increasingly selective use of AI, all of this helping support and drive that growth. Our unique MyRAC membership subscription platform, just on 3.5 million members now, up 50% versus a year ago. Those members engaging more and more frequently and more regularly with the app itself, with just on a million coming back every single month, as we truly do become all things driving in the palm of your hand. That engagement is driven by more and more features and benefits, whether that's our unique best-in-class notification center, the ability to now get your car valued, or SMR hints and tips, all of this driving repeat usage, all of this increasingly engaging our member base as we become much, much more now of an immersive digital retailing and servicing experience for motorists across the breadth and depth of the U.K. If we turn now to slide 11, we're going to take each of those pillars in turn and just bring them to life with a simple case study. So the first pillar, continuing to drive those core businesses. In our business roadside and breakdown division, nothing is more important for us than retaining and developing our key partners. And no partner comes more important for us than Motability, which is our largest relationship. And it's the largest U.K. fleet, well over 800,000 vehicles. We've worked with Motability now for well over two decades, more than 20 years. And through a competitive retender process over the last year or more, we are delighted to announce that we've now renewed that partnership through to the spring of 2036. And not just renewed and extended, but expanded too, to cover breakdown alongside service maintenance and repair and vehicle off-road. What does that mean for Motability on the left-hand side of the chart? It means a single supplier now providing them with a managed end-to-end service across the whole of their fleet. We've built a fully digital platform completely integrated to all of their partners and all of their systems, from garages to dealers to hire cars, and of course to ourselves, both on the breakdown side and now on the mobile mechanic side too. And using the very latest AI decisioning tools for every single car that is off-road, we can reduce their downtime, lower their costs across the supply chain, and deliver a better customer experience by keeping members in vehicles for longer. For RAC on the right-hand side, well, as I've mentioned, you know, we're privileged and delighted to have retained our largest B2B partner for well over a decade and retained an increasingly close relationship as we move beyond breakdown to include service maintenance and repair and vehicle off-road. And that digital platform I touched on, it's proprietary to us, and already we're seeing further B2B potential applications with conversations well underway now with Navuna, Network Rail, Stellantis, and Royal Mail Group, just to mention four. So in summary, this really is a step change partnership. We've been able to bring to bear the true power of all things across RAC, including breakdown, SMR, and our digital and data investments made over many years. Stronger financials, delighting members, and really, really good growth prospects ahead, both with Motability themselves, but also as we replicate what is clearly a very strong business model with other partners. Turning then to slide 12, our second strategic pillar, expanding our addressable market into service maintenance and repair fronted by mobile mechanics. As you heard from Joe, growing rapidly, already profitable. And we put these early successes down to three key areas. First, on the left-hand side, we're able to access captive demand opportunities at near zero marketing costs. We rescue some 7,000 breakdowns every single day. Many of these require a permanent repair post the breakdown itself. We're now able to funnel all of that demand, volume, and value straight into our mobile mechanic division. Our 15 million members, most of them need some form of servicing or repair every single year. Using the latest digital marketing push notification technology, MyRAC app and more, we can generate volume almost for free. And as we've touched on, our B2B partners really are seeing the benefits of a mobile solution, reducing downtime and costs. We've mentioned Motability, but equally now we are working with Cinch, Avens, the ex-lease plan business, Navuna, and even supporting Stellantis with their widely publicised recall programme. The second element of the early success, we've very much taken a digital first and group first approach. On the digital side, we're offering flexible and dynamic pricing, think Uber or Amazon, for every single job we do across the country. We're able to leverage the scale of RAC and buy parts cheaper. And because of our digital first approach, we're able to reduce costs across the end-to-end operation, all of these things driving that profitability that Joe talked about earlier. And thirdly, we're continuing to invest and unlock this market. We estimate there's at least 4 billion of value, some 24 million mobile jobs out there for us to go after. We're already the biggest national player, as I touched on. We're recruiting hard and we're growing our own talent with now three apprentice schemes in London, in the South West, and just opened up in Humberside. Today, over 270 mobile mechanics. And with that volume of mobile mechanics enables volume growth of jobs, over 80,000, more than double what we did this time last year. And all done with a very asset and capital light model. And even the investments we've made, many of those are early stage and won't in fact continue. So in summary, we're transforming the UK service and repair market. It's early days, as I'll continue to stress and Joe mentioned too, but we are growing, we are profitable, we're delivering outstanding Trustpilot scores, and this service is helping strengthen loyalty across the whole RAC group too. And it's very much now established as the third leg of RAC, completing that holy trinity of breakdown, insurance, and now SMR. Turning then to slide 13, finally our third strategic pillar. As you know, we've been very much on a technology journey, accelerated when Silverlake joined the party with us back in 2022. And we're now in the position that we're able to leverage all of this investment and the journey we've been on with our ubiquitous data platforms and more than half a trillion of motoring, driving, and increasingly service maintenance and repair data points, enabling now selective use of AI pilots to further accelerate our performance. Just picking two very different examples on the left-hand side, we already log just over 50% of breakdowns digitally, but equally we do recognise some members are always going to want to call us. Ultimately, we've trained that into our member base over 128 years. So leveraging Snowflake and our data, the latest telephony platform, our digital infrastructure, and partnering with the very best AI provider out there, Replicant, we've been able to launch our very own RAC AI voice bot trial. This bot is now answering calls, it's capturing details, and it's delivering really strong service and NPS. And that now gives us a clear runway, even from these early trials, to move from 50% to some two-thirds of breakdowns digitally enabled with no human interaction, improving productivity, reducing costs. On the right-hand side, a very different part of the business, really transforming the way that we handle member inquiries, questions, even complaints. We built an AI case management system that injects all of these queries as they come in real time to us. It triages them and it formulates clear, consistent responses by pulling data relevant to each individual case from across all of our systems, calls, and emails. That is significantly reducing time and cost, with our cost per case down some 50%, enabling our remaining colleagues to focus on more complex or escalated situations. So in summary, we are being very selective and choiceful where we deploy AI, leveraging our data and digital investments that we've made to this point. But we can see opportunities opening up in front of us. And as I hope just these two very simple case studies show, we're able to reduce cost and drive real operating leverage, sustaining those margins that Joe talked about earlier and continuing to accelerate our performance. Finally, bring it all together on slide 14. In summary, both Joe and I, you know, we are really very pleased with a strong set of first 6 months results in 2025, on track clearly to deliver our 14th consecutive year of growth. All of the key operational and financial metrics that you heard about from Joe continue to deliver. Record membership, revenue up, EBITDA up 12%, margin up 140 basis points, building on the momentum from 2024 and many years previously. We remain highly cash generative, enabling this ongoing investment and enabling further deleveraging. And everything underpinned by a clear winning strategy and continued executional delivery across those three consistent pillars, with, I think, fair to say, SMR and our TAM expansion plans especially encouraging. Joe and I remain confident both in 2025 and our outlook for this year and for many years hence. Consistently delivering now what matters most for our members and our partners in this complex motoring world. Complete peace of mind and a one-stop shop for breakdown, insurance and SMR. The holy trinity of driving services. And with that, thank you again for taking time out this morning. Joe and I would love to open up the lines for Q&A. Thank you.
If you wish to ask a question, please press star followed by one on your telephone keypad now. If for any reason you want to remove your question from the queue, please press star followed by two. If you are joining us on the webcast, you will need to dial into the conference call to register a question. When preparing to ask a question, please ensure your device is unmuted locally. We will pause for any questions to come through. We currently have no questions, so I'd like to hand back to Dave for closing remarks.
Brilliant. Well, listen, on behalf of Joe and I, thank you again for taking time out for joining us this morning. As I look out of the window here in Bescot, enjoy whatever is left of the summer, and we both look forward to coming together again early next year to update you on our further progress to becoming the U.K.'s number one for driving services, and at that point, delivering then our 15th year of growth. Thank you again, and have a good rest of your day, everybody.